Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this is Parshas Vayigash. Wow, talk about a cliffhanger. Parshas Vayigash begins at a dramatic climax. Yosef, still playing the part of the powerful and heartless Egyptian viceroy, had convicted Binyamin of thievery and had sentenced him to a lifetime of slavery. Yehuda passes Yosef's test with flying colors by pleading for the release of Binyamin, offering himself as a slave instead. Yosef finally and dramatically reveals his identity, saying the famous words, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avinu Chai, I am Yosef, is our father still alive? The brothers are overcome by shame and remorse. But Yosef comforts them. It was not you who sent me here, he says to them, but Hashem. This was the plan of Hashem to save our family and save the entire region. The Shvatim rush back to Yaakov and tell him the great news. Yaakov comes to Egypt with his sons and their families, 70 souls in all, and is reunited with his beloved son after 22 years. On his way to Mitzrayim, he receives a promise from Hashem that Hashem will be with him in Mitzrayim and that ultimately he will return to Eretz Canaan, a promise that only came true after his death. There is a very dramatic story in Shmuel Beis. In the aftermath of the tragic event, the rebellion of Avshalom, when David HaMelech was forced to flee his palace from the threat of his own son, David now finally returns home only to face yet another rebellion, one that seemed to break the unity of the entire nation. Sheva ben Bichri from the tribe of Binyamin had managed to sway most of the Jewish nation to his side. David HaMelech sends Yoav, his general, to quell the rebellion and conquer the city that has been harboring Sheva ben Bichri. Yoav sieges the city and prepares for attack. When all of a sudden, what the Pasuk calls an Isha Chachama, a wise woman, exits the city and begins to scold Yoav. She says to him, Anochi Shlume Emune Yisrael, Atamivakesh Lahamis Ir Ve'em Bi Yisrael, Lama Sivala Nachalas Hashem. I am from a city that is loyal and trustworthy to Yisrael. You are seeking to annihilate a city that is a metropolis of Yisrael. Why destroy the portion of Hashem? Her words touch and move Yoav, and he allows her to convince him to kill only Sheva ben Bichri, saving the city. Who is this woman? The Medrash tells us this wise and courageous woman is none other than Serach bas Asher, who makes her first appearance in this week's Parsha. When Yaakov is to be given the news that Yosef, the son he has mourned for dead, the son he has cried about for over 20 years, that he is alive, that he is well, that he is still committed to being a proud member of the Jewish nation. The Medrash tells us that the Shvatim were scared that this shocking news could actually be dangerous for the elderly Yaakov to receive suddenly. And so they chose Serach, his granddaughter, to slowly, to softly break the news to him. The Medrash says she did it while he was davening, so that he would only be kind of subconsciously hearing her words, that she played them softly on her harp. Vatetiv hakinor vatinagen, she played on that harp, Vatomar bin Noam divareha, and she said with her pleasant words, Yosef dodi chayhu, my uncle Yosef is alive. Vechihu moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim v'lo meis. He is ruler over the nation, the country of Egypt, and he is not dead. And she continued to play, and she continued to speak these kinds of words. Vayishma Yaakov estivareha vayarevlo. Yaakov heard her words, and they were sweet to him. Vayishma od bedibra pa'amayim b'shalosh. And then he listened, as she repeated her words twice and three times. Vatavo hasimcha belev Yaakov, and joy entered the heart of Yaakov, minoam divareha, from the pleasantness of her words, vatihi alav ruach Elokim, and the spirit of Hashem was upon him, v'yeda ki kol divareha nechona, and he knew that all of her words were correct. Yaakov had not had Ruach HaKodesh for the entire time that Yosef was gone. Imagine the lonely sorrow he experienced. And this too, Sarah restored to him. And so the Medrash continues, Vayivarech Yaakov es Sarah b'dibra hadvarim ha'ela lefanav. Yaakov blessed Sarah when she spoke these words before him. Vayomer Elaha, and he said to her, Biti Al Yimshal Maves Bach Ad Olam, my daughter, let death not touch you forever. Ki hachayis esruchi, because you have given life to my spirit. Beautiful words of Yaakov according to the Medrash. We actually meet her again in our Parsha when the 70 people who descended to Mitzrayim are listed. The Pasuk says, Uvne Asher, Yimna, V'Yishva, V'Yishvi, Uvria, V'Serach HaChosam. The sons of Asher are Yimna, and Yishva, and Yishvi, and Bria, and their sister Serach. She was one of the 70. And in Sefer Bamidbar, when the people who will actually enter the land of Israel are mentioned, amazingly, she is listed there as well. B'nei Asher l'mishpachosam liyimna mishpachas ayimna liyishvi mishpachas ayishvi libriya mishpachas abri. It lists all of these families, and then it says v'shem bas Asher Sarach. The name of the daughter of Asher is Sarach. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Is she still alive? Will she inherit land in Israel? According to many commentaries, the answer to both of these questions is a shocking but resounding yes, that this was the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, that she not only was one of the 70 who went down to Egypt, she lived through the entire 210 years of Egypt, and she survived, that she was of the Yotzi Mitzrayim, she left Egypt, she lived through the Midbar, the desert, and she went into Eretz Yisrael and inherited land. And according to the Medrash we began with, she was still alive in the days of David HaMelech. In this conversation, when Yoav is threatening to massacre the city, the Medrash says she said to Yoav, "V'leis at v'David b'nei Torah, you and your boss David HaMelech, you are not sons of Torah. Don't you know the halacha that is brought down in Sefer Devarim? Ki sikraval irli ilachim aleha v'karasa eleha l'shalom? That when you approach a city to fight, you need to first attempt to make peace with them." The Medrash also explains the pasuk of the words that she said to Yoav very differently than we did. Anochi shlume emune Yisrael. I am the completer of Israel. Ani hu shehishlamti minyan shel Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. I am the one who completed the count. I was number 70 in the count of those who went down to Mitzrayim. And the Medrash continues its explanation. Ani hi shehishlamti ne'eman l'ne'eman. I am the one who connected the faithful to the faithful. Yosef l'Moshe. Ma ta mevakesh laham mis'ir, v'li sh'ani aim b'Yisrael. I connect to the leader Yosef, to the leader Moshe. Will you now kill a city and me, a mother of Israel? What does she mean by these words? How did she connect Yosef to Moshe? For that, we turn to two midrashim in Sefer Shemos. One, that when Moshe came down to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt, they ran to Sarah. And they told her that he had said the words, Pakod Pakadati Eschem, I have surely remembered you. Sarah told them that these words were the very words that Avraham had passed down to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov, Yaakov to Yosef, Yosef to his brothers, and that her father Asher had passed them down to her. She connected Yosef to Moshe. She provided Bnei Yisrael with the clarity and confidence that they could trust Moshe, that he truly was sent from Hashem to save them. The second medrash, Yosef had made the Jewish nation swear that they would not leave Egypt without taking his bones along with them. But when the time came to leave, Moshe could not find Yosef's Aron anywhere. The Medrash says that after searching for 3 days and nights, he was exhausted. And who did he meet? Once again, Sarach bas Asher, who led him directly to the Aron of Yosef. And so, she is the connector of Yosef to Moshe, the connector of Moshe to Yosef. And in our Parsha, she is the connector of Yosef back to Yaakov. Indeed, Shlume Emune Yisrael, the connector, and the connector of faith. How? This role that Sarah plays again and again throughout history as a connector of what was to what is, a connector of eras, living through so many times, so many worlds, allowed her to be that voice of continuity, of perspective, that is perhaps the most necessary ingredient we need to find faith. Shlume Emune Yisrael. It is when we lose the perspective of what was and what will be, when we get overwhelmed by the momentary now and feel its staggering threat to our survival, that we start to feel helpless and out of control. Yaakov Avinu defines her as this connector and gives her this mission. When Sarah gave him the news that Yosef was alive, she did more than restore a son back to his father. The promise of the eternity of Klal Yisrael was predicated on the 12 Shvatim. When Yaakov thought he lost Yosef, he thought he lost everything. And in Yosef's return, the promise, the hopes and dreams, not only for Yaakov's personal joy, but for all of eternity, that was also restored. And Sarah was defined as Shlume Emune Yisrael, one who connects, one who completes, one who brings back the faith, the promise. And again, she lives up to this definition, a voice of reason, a voice of continuity, a voice of faith. Returning to Shmuel Beis and to Yoav, again, this was a time of tremendous chaos and confusion, indeed panic. Another rebellion, another true threat to the kingdom of David HaMelech. And so, at all costs, Yoav seeks to fix the situation. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and he will massacre a city if that's what it takes. And Sarah stops him. Yoav, I've been around. I've seen so many eras, so many worlds. I've seen Yaakov face the possible loss of Yosef. I've seen slavery in Egypt, but I've also seen salvation. I've seen survival. You do not need to resort to this. I am Shlume Emune Yisrael. And she calls herself Ami Yisrael, a mother in Israel. How many times is this voice of Sarah the voice of every mother in our Jewish nation? The voice of the Jewish woman who was able to see past the catastrophic present and restore faith. We think of Miriam and her timbrel. We think of the Jewish women who were not shaken achet ha'egel of the golden calf, even as the men were, who did not panic when Moshe did not return, who stood strong and with faith. Desperation leads to panic and also leads to cruelty. It makes us abandon our values and our humanity. When we feel secure and safe, when we hold on to this faith, then we can also behave with tremendous compassion. And so today, I also think of the heartbreaking yet powerful stories that are just coming to the surface about women who were hostages and women who are hostages still. I think of Nili Margalit, who has, Baruch Hashem, been freed. That compassionate nurse who in captivity saw beyond her own suffering and vulnerability to continue to care for patients and save lives. I think of the 29-year-old Shani Goren, who changed the life of the young 12-year-old Eitan Yahami, whose family said that he had been held in captivity alone for the first 16 days. And how his entire experience changed when he was suddenly moved to another location where his old teacher from the kibbutz, Shani Gorin was being held, that from that moment until his release, she took care of him, that she gave him of her own food. I think of the female soldiers still in captivity, who saw beyond their own pain and took care of the young teenage girls with them, encouraging them, caring for them, even braiding their hair. I think of Carmel Gatt, still a hostage, about whom those freed reported that she did yoga with the children every day. I think of these Sarachs and I cry. I pray for their release. And I think how unthinkable it is that so many of our brothers and sisters are still in captivity. But I also cry because I understand that as long as there are women who in horrific situations like this one can be a Sarach, can be the voice of faith, the voice of compassion, and the voice of eternity, our nation will survive. Thank you for learning together.